Joining us on the line from London, Malcolm Stewart for Nick Strauss and theberwickmotorgroup.com.au. They buy cars and want yours. Free online valuations right now at Berwick. G'day, Malcolm.
Hello, good morning. Inflation here has hit a 40-year high this month at 9.1%, with fears that it will top 11% by the end of the year. This as we're faced with growing threats for strike action by public sector employees who are generally being offered pay rises of just 3%. But the government for the moment is standing by a policy of raising state pensions in line with inflation. So billions more will have to be found by next April, even though the age for drawing the pension has been raised to 66 for both men and women. Even so, it will take the standard pension to £10,000 a year for the first time, $18,000. The official figures issued today were in line with expectations, but will heap pressure on the Bank of England to cool the rises by hiking interest rates again. A big factor, of course, has been the Ukraine crisis, which has driven up energy costs with knock-on effects for almost everything, particularly the cost of food production. Energy bills have risen by 54% for the average household, and even the price of fish and chips is soaring because the sunflower oil used in the chippies comes from Ukraine, and much of the cod and haddock sold is normally caught by Russian trawlers. So blame Mr. Putin for that.